Good morning.
Carmen, hi. How are you? Well, while I'm inquiring about how Carmen is, why don't y'all stand up and greet one another?
Okay, as I climb back up on the oh, just dropped the microphone. Gotta fish it out. Oops, there we go. Okay, as we come back to some semblance of, order, a few announcements as we begin today. You'd think this was a big mountain. Super Bowl Sunday is today, and we're not talking about just any Super Bowl. We're talking about the team with the woman coach. Oh, okay, sorry. I had to throw that in. Canned foods and non-perishable items are being collected downstairs. Downstairs, Chiefs, or the 49ers. Or the other team. Lots of food needs to be collected downstairs for a worthy cause of feeding the hungry in our community. That's a good thing. That's happening today. The youth group meets next week after the worship service to finish up their Tim Tebow devotional series. We'll get to that in a minute. Week of Compassion prayer calendars for February and March are out by the bulletins. Please pick one of those up, and you can follow it through the next couple of months. If you are interested in pastor's class, please talk to me. The class is for fifth grade and up. Youth and adults are welcome. Personnel committee will also meet next Sunday after the 10:10 worship service. And if you haven't signed up for the Lenten soup suppers, the sign-up sheet is out in the hallway on the bulletin board. Are there any other announcements this morning? There is the Circle of Caring group is scheduled to meet tomorrow, and Robin Nelson's in charge of that, and she will let you know. If you have any questions about that, call her tomorrow at 2. And the elders are scheduled to meet tomorrow evening at 7. So, personally, I'm having a snow day tomorrow. So, already scheduled it. Are there any other announcements this morning? Yes.
Has nothing to do with church, but has everything to do with love. Our barbershop are doing singing Valentines again, so if you would like to order a singing Valentine for your beau or beauette, please get in touch with me. I have order forms.
Thank you. Ah, your beau or beauette would love one of those. And since there are no more announcements, let's begin our worship service with the prelude. Arlen? Thank you, Arlen. Will you please stand and join me in the call to worship? God has given us this beautiful earth
all that grows, all that lives upon it. God has given us breath to live and spirit to sing.
Thanks be to God.
God has gathered us into a community of faith, care, and worship.
We are not alone. Thanks be to God.
Our opening hymn is This Is My Father's World, number 59. Let us pray. Living God, we come to worship you, grateful for our past, leaning on you in our present, trusting you for the future. Lead us, teach us, quiet us as we seek to know your will and your way. For we pray in the name of the one who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please, all the children, come forward, please, for a moment of sharing.
We have two baskets this morning. Macy, let's see your basket. And Mackenzie, bring your basket down here. Tell us what's in your basket, Macy.
Stickers.
Stickers? Mm-hmm. Are these special stickers? What makes them special?
I want to share them with everybody.
Oh, okay. Going to share stickers with everybody. I think stickers are pretty important. I look back at my old piano books, and stickers must have been big to me because my piano teacher would put a fancy, let me choose a sticker to put on each piece I learned. And so I know they're very important. So are you going to share those with us now, or are you going to share those with us in Sunday school? In Sunday school. Thank you. Sharing is so important, and that's something Jesus really wants us to do. Mackenzie, do you want to show us what you have in your basket? Can you show it to the children? Now we're shy. What is it? It's a shell. Max, would you like to hold it up? Stand up, because you're kind of tall and you can hold it up for everyone to see. Okay. This shell, actually, Mackenzie's daddy and I picked it up off the beach when he was about Mackenzie's age. And it was already that old. Think about how old it was then, because it was empty. Can you feel inside it, Max, and feel the bumps? Okay, there were other animals actually even living inside the shell then. So it was a really old shell. And anytime I see these big shells, I think about how big God's love is. Isn't it big? You want to hold the shell? Nope. Okay, who would like to hold the shell? You can all pass it along so everybody can hold it. But every time I think of a shell coming out of that giant ocean, and I think it's just one little creature in this big sea, that everybody's a part of this giant world. And that's why I love that last song we just sang. Do you guys like that last song? This is my Father's world? Yeah, that was a great song. Okay, well, let's say a prayer about sharing and about how much God loves us. Okay? Dear God, help us to be kind to each other and to share. Share pretty things that we enjoy so much with others, like stickers. And help us remember that your love for us is just so big we couldn't even begin to count it. Be with us this week. Amen. Okay, let's go to Sunday school.
As we come now to our time of prayer, we have a few joys and concerns to share this morning. Marie Robertson passed away on Friday. Her daughter Sue said that she had run the good race and didn't need to run anymore. She has been faithfully and graciously cared for by Melanie and Paul, and there will be a family interment service soon. Her obituary will be in the paper in the next couple of weeks, and there will be a community memorial service later in the spring when her family is able to travel. Terry Morrison this morning called. She has been down at the hospital with her cousin Jim, who has anal cancer, and they had to do an emergency surgery on him. So she's there with her Aunt Caroline. Ed Struby is still at the hospital. He is recovering from pneumonia. Monica has been moved to Shepherd of the Hills Nursing Home, and she is settling in quite well. And she said to tell you she hopes not to be there too long. Those are her words. let's see, what else? Our joy is that, there he is, Keith is back. And Keith's trip to Puerto Rico with the mission team from the region was, in your words,
amazing.
And Keith will, in the coming weeks, have pictures for us and tell us about that trip and the work that was accomplished during that trip. Are there other joys and concerns to share this morning?
Joy for all those kids that were up here today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's join together in prayer. Gracious and loving God, you have entrusted to us the care of your people. And so this morning we rejoice that our friend Marie is at rest and at peace in your arms. We are glad that her struggle is over. We also place in your hands those other concerns and joys mentioned and those that we keep silently and close in our hearts. We place them in your hands, trusting in your great love, knowing that you will fill us with the strength and the courage to do what we can to care for your people. Fill us, O God, so that we may serve you and share your love here. And because we are your children, O God, because we are your servants, because we want to be faithful, we ask that you would come, gracious God, and touch us with love, life-giving as light, to quiet our anger a little, to gentle our desperations, to soften our fears some, and soothe the knots of our cynicism, to wipe away the tears of our eyes and ease the pains in our body and soul, to reconcile us to ourselves, and then to the people around us, and then nation to nation, that none shall learn war anymore, but turn to feed the hungry and house the homeless and care compassionately for the least of our brothers and sisters. Reshape us in your wholeness to be a healing community, O God. Come, gracious God, expand us by your power, life-generating as the sea, to accept and use our power to do something we believe in and be something more of who we mean to be and can be, to inspire us to dream and move, sweat and sing, fail and laugh, struggle and create, to link our passion with courage, our hope with discipline,
our love with persistence. Come, gracious God, enable us to learn from difficulties, grow in adversities, gain wisdom from defeats, perspective from disappointments, gracefulness from crises, and find joy in simply living it all fully. Release us through your power to be a powerful community, O God. Come, gracious God, startle us with your presence, life-sustaining as air, to open our heart, to praise you, to open our mind, to attend you, to open our spirit, to worship you, to open us, to live our life as authentically and boldly as your Son lived his. Come, gracious God, be with us in our longing. Come, stay with us in our needing. Come, go with us in our doing. Come, struggle with us in our searching. Come, rejoice with us in our loving. These are our prayers for this day. Amen. We have one more joy to mention that we forgot earlier, as you all set up. It was signing day this week. It was an historic signing day as Nathan signed with Casper College to play soccer next year. So, got to remember that.
Father, but it's me, oh Lord.
We are here because Jesus has called us, strangers and friends, locals and visitors, believers and doubters, and certain and the curious. It is always a mixed company that Jesus gathers and invites to his table, where in bread and wine he meets us, and through him we, who are different, are joined to each other. So come, not because you understand, but because you are understood. Come, not because of how you feel, but because how God feels for you. Come, not because you deserve a place, but because Jesus invites you just as you are. All God's people are welcome to partake in communion here at First Christian Church. Members, visitors, young and old, please join us as we come to the table by singing, Let us talents and tongues employ, in your hymn, number 422.
On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, saying, "This is my body given for you. As often as you drink it, do so in memory of me." And after supper, he took a cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant which is for you. As often as you drink it, do so in memory of me."
God of time and eternity, we are grateful for this opportunity to share. Renew us as we break together the communion bread of the Spirit. May partaking of the cup prepare us spiritually for the task of being Christian in our daily relationships. Help us, O God, to see more clearly your mission for us in the world today. We pledge ourselves to greater service in the coming days. Amen.
Do you remember the song, This Little Light of Mine? Using song and action, we've taught our children and ourselves the importance of letting our light shine all over. Today, let's think together of ways our congregation lets our light shine. I know of a few off the top of my head: blanket ministry, the sandwich ministry. Those are just a couple that come off the top of my head. And that's ways that our congregation, that the public sees our congregation, let our light shine. And all of that action comes with a cost, because we are a congregation willing to share our time, our talents, and our treasure. We're able to let our light keep on shining as those few ways that I just mentioned. So today, let's turn up the wattage, or perhaps even move from incandescent to LED, loving, edifying, and discipling as we receive our morning offering. Bless the tithes and offerings we give today. Let the majesty of the Father be the light that guides us, the compassion of the Son be the love that inspires us, and the presence of the Spirit be the power that empowers us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning is from Micah 6. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord. And you enduring foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with his people, and God will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before God with burnt offerings with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? God has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? O my people, says Micah, remember what happened from Shittim to Gilgal. Now, if you're anything like me, you haven't spent a whole lot of time thinking about these two ancient cities, Shittim and Gilgal. But as God pleads his case to Israel in the language of covenant lawsuit, this first part of Micah, the setting is a courtroom, and it's a lawsuit. Israel is the defendant, and God is the prosecuting attorney. God questions and expects the defendant, Israel, to answer. God's questioning begins, you heard it, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? And then God reminds the defendant of God's saving acts in the past. O my people, remember what happened from Shittim to Gilgal. God's saving acts in between those two cities is important and has a thing or two to tell us today. In chapter 3 in the book of Joshua, that story is told. Moses is dead, and Joshua is about to lead the people of Israel into the promised land. God's people are about to cross over the Jordan from the wilderness where they have been wandering for 40 years. For 40 years they have been homeless. They have been wandering around. They have been wandering, and now they are about to cross over into the promised land that was promised to their ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, Rachel, Jacob, and Leah. They are ready to enter the land. Let's be grandiose and say, no one in the history of time has ever been more ready for this day. The place their wandering has come to an end is east of the Jordan. Here's east for you. Here's the Sea of Galilee. Let's draw the map for just a second. Here's the Sea of Galilee, here's the Jordan, and here's the Dead Sea. So east of the Jordan. The place their wandering has come to an end is the little city of Shittim. The priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant, you know, contains the law tablets. And the Ark is the sign, the location of the presence of God among God's people. This cannot be underestimated, the importance of the Ark. It is the location of the presence of God among God's people. The priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant are told to cross through the Jordan River and to stand still in the river. The priests who carry the ark stand still in the river, and God parts the river that is overflowing its banks during the harvest time, which is when they're making their crossing. And the people of God cross over into the promised land on dry ground. From Shittim, the people cross to a new land, to the place called Gilgal. From Shittim to Gilgal. It's a familiar story, if we think about it. Without a chase scene, though, without chariots, and no one is in danger this time. This time, the crossing is thoughtful and deliberate. And this time, the people follow the Ark of the Covenant. Joshua says, the book of Joshua says, so that you may know the way you should go, for you have not passed this way before. The people of God enter the land and the future promised to them for generations by first standing still in the river. Remember God's saving acts from Shittim to Gilgal. There is more to this story. But if we stand in the river with Israel for just a few minutes, I think we might see that you, as First Christian Church of Casper, as a people, as a community of faith together, this is the place where you find yourselves at. Like Israel, in this moment of life, you are now living in this land, in this spot between Shittim and Gilgal. Between what is now past and what is not yet, between your once and your future self. You are standing in the river in between two worlds to discern and discover who you are as God's people. This is where your character is being reformed and made new once again. Time of transition is a very important place to be, and it is very hard. It is hard. As I say too often, this place in between is the time that we just want to breeze through it and get through it as quickly as we can. But as we see here, as Israel crosses the Jordan, God says, not so fast. Hold on just a minute. We know the in-between can be a scary place and painful. It's not the same without Cynthia here, Cindy. It's not the same without the elders in charge. It's not the same without the elders leading us. Things are changing too much. Too little, I like it, I don't like it, it's different. This we must acknowledge out loud because it's true, but it is not without purpose. It feels uncertain, and I don't like that. I don't know what happens next. But there is an answer to that last part. And what happens next? I am Pastor in between your once and future self. I am here to stand with you in the river. That's why I am here. To stand with you, to work with you through this time thoughtfully and deliberately. As Israel moved through the Jordan before it entered the promised land. I'm here to hold a mirror up
so that you're able to see who you've been, who you are now, and who you might become. And we all know looking in the mirror is not always an easy thing to do. I'm also here to remind you that you are God's beloved people. And to remind you that God is faithful. Now, if you don't think you need reminding of that, then you are better than Israel. Because honestly, if we are honest with the deepest parts of ourselves, there are times when we all wonder about that. We wonder about our belovedness all the time, but there are times when we wonder about God's faithfulness. Israel did it all the time. If you don't think that we do, I think we need to go to Sunday school. I think we need to go to Sunday school anyway. But we need to go to Sunday school. Micah reminds us it's not always easy to remember who you are. God has put Israel on trial. That's what's happening in this part of Micah. Israel is on trial. Micah reminds us it can be very difficult to remember who God is. Oh, my people, remember. That is the cry of God. Better in Micah's setting, that's the courtroom outbursts with the judge about to say, order in the courtroom. And you are not alone in this. God's people are continually called to live in between something. We just may not think about it. All of life is in between something. Wilderness and promise, promise and fulfillment, resurrection and second coming, childhood, adolescence, and adulthood. Life and death. We're always in between something. And as God's people, we are called to stand still in the river and decide, do we trust God or not? Do we trust God to be faithful or not? Are we confident that God will act or not? Our answers to these questions, I know what happened just in your head. Well, of course. Of course. Of course we trust God. Of course God will be faithful. Of course God will act. But we can't be so quick again. These are the questions that we must ask together as a community as you move forward into a new place, into a new way of being. Because remember, you have not passed this way before. Oh, my people, remember. The people of Israel were told to stand still in the river while crossing over into the land their ancestors had been promised, so they would not forget that the God who had been faithful in their past would continue to be faithful in their future. The story of the crossing of the Jordan in Joshua sounds an awful lot like the story of the Exodus. But it's not. The story of their ancestors is not their story. Remember, it was their ancestors who crossed the Red Sea. They didn't cross it. It's been generations. It's been 40 years. These people didn't cross the Red Sea. This is a new story for a new people. Stand still in the river so that you will know that it is the living God who is with you. So you will know that the God who acted in the past, the God who parted the sea, is the God who acts in your present. The God who parts the Jordan is the God who will act in your future.
Stand still in the river and know that God is faithful. Stand still in the river and know that it is the living God who is with you. So during our time together, I ask all of you to open your hearts and your minds, your ears and your eyes, and pay close attention to what God is saying to you as a community of faith, as a congregation. Pay close attention to where God is leading you as a congregation, because God is leading you somewhere. Still yourself and listen and see what good work God is still doing inside the heart and the soul of First Christian Church. You are here together as a people. You are not the people you once were. You are not the people you will be. But God is at work in you together. And by the way, just so this is said out loud, it's not the time for power struggles, which easily happen in between. It is not the time for power struggles. It's not the time for grasping it. It is the time for the exact opposite. This is the time for all of you to submit yourselves to each other and to God. Now is the time for you to listen carefully to each other, for you are God's church, and in God's church, every voice matters, including God's. Together, we will listen closely to each other and to God. God is speaking, like the United Church of Christ says. Is it the United Church of Christ, the United Methodist Church? God is still speaking. Exclamation point. God is speaking to you, and if you can't hear anything, you might want to remember that God is listening to your heart, to your voice, and trying to hear you into speech. The silence of God can be interpreted in many ways. One way is God listening to you. And when we listen for the voice of God, as God listens to us, that's the holy business of being open to God's presence. And when we do that, our life itself then becomes a prayer. I am very glad to be with you on this journey. Really. You are a fine group of beloved people who know what it means to be church, who know who you are, who know your God. And God has led you to this holy time and place and delivered it into your hands. As we said in the newsletter article, this is not a time for the weak of heart. And this time is not entrusted to everyone. God has faith in you, in all of you. God has faith in you as a community. And God has entrusted you with the work of the in-between time. And God promises to be present with you when
There are no conditions on that. It's always. Always. Oh, my people, remember. Remember what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, so that you may know and not forget the saving acts of God. Oh, my people, remember. Remember. Let us pray. O God, our Creator, Sustainer, and our Redeemer, you have promised to always be with us. Grateful for your steadfast love, we ask for your strength and courage to fill us as we continue in this in-between time together. May we open ourselves to your leading, your guiding, as we follow you along this new path. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is Restless Weaver. If you would like to make a confession of faith or become a part of our church family, we ask you to come forward as we stand together and sing. Take a seat for just a minute as I scream into the microphone. Sorry. Sandy and Chris Stoltenberg have come home. You may remember Sandy Day. Some of you all may remember Sandy Day. Well, she's Tom's cousin.
Yeah, well, anyway, they have come home, and they are renewing their membership here at the church, and just wanted to introduce them to everybody right here, Sandy and Chris, and welcome them home. So welcome home.
Thank you.
I hope that you can keep him in line, because no one else can. Oops, sorry. I'm yelling into the microphone. So welcome home. We're glad you're here. Glad you're here. Glad you're here. Good luck with him. Anyway, glad you're here. Now, so y'all say hi and welcome them back graciously and gratefully. And thank you, thank you. All right, now you can all stand back up for the benediction. And now may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah be with you all as you go forth in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.